Gramaigad, Cian Corlea, Taoiseach Mary Lou raised this issue with you earlier on, and we have the campaigners from Donegal here with us that made the journey. Taoiseach, the long and the short of it is your government entered into a contract with Emerald Airlines yesterday. That contract now ends the afternoon flights to Donegal and Dublin. You've done that despite the fact that Donegal Airport asked you not to do so, that they were taking legal opinion. The Cancer Campaign Group asked you not to do it. 15,000 people across Donegal asked you not to do it. I made pleas myself in the floor of the chamber and privately to the ministers asking you not to do it. And you signed a contract that now diminishes the service to Donegal. These people that are here today, this delegation, are not here for the good of their health. They represent not just 500 cancer patients that at any given time see this service as a lifeline, but representing 15,000 people in the last couple of days alone that signed this petition, knowing that this is going to have a devastating blow. You said you would do everything within your legal limit. I take the opportunity now to set out what you can do. Thank you.
Well, could I first of all say, ever since Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher raised this with me and I've been met with the Minister. The challenge, Deputy, is if it wasn't signed yesterday, we'd have no service at all. None. Let's try and share the problem now. If it wasn't signed yesterday, no service. So we have to try and work within that constraint. There's been one tenderer, to my knowledge. Now, the Minister doesn't get involved in the tender negotiations. He can, but if I presume you'd approve of that in the sense we don't get involved with companies or and tendering and all of that's a problem in the sense that there's one tenderer. We're not satisfied with the outcome here. We would have preferred the retention of the afternoon flight and the flight or the plane overnight in Donegal. That's what we would have preferred. The substantial money being allocated to the PSO. My understanding is the only PSO. So what we're now looking for is to review this within 3 months and to engage with the successful bidder for this particular contract.